I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine, Caroline, and we have a guest today, Julie Lawton. I'm so excited for this episode. It is such a good one. Julie and I have been friends on social media for a while, and we have talked about recording for so long. I'm so glad that this finally happened because it is a great episode, and she's just such a motivating, inspirational, fun person to talk to. So let's get into talking about health, wellness, getting started, maintaining your fitness journey while in college.
Bettering yourself is so hot. We knew this, we know this, and Julie lives this and shares this every single day. And I'm so, so excited that she's joining us today to talk about why bettering yourself is hot, how to get hot by bettering yourself, and all the values that she brings into her daily life to really live this. When I was thinking through this and I looked at your bio and saw the bettering yourself is hot and every time, it reminds me of this sweat set from Boys Lie that I saw years ago. And it says like on the pants or on the back of the sweatshirt, it says like lack of commitment to bettering yourself is unattractive. And I didn't buy it that day. And I regret it. I should have. I regret it every day since, because now it's not in stock. And I even looked it up today. I was like, do you think maybe like Poshmark has it? Yeah. I feel like we need this.
Someone's decoding it.
Yeah.
But that's like exactly what you're doing here. That's the mission. And You just share a glimpse into your daily life, routine, TikTok, Instagram, and she is so good at it, guys. To everyone listening, once you're done listening, go go watch, because she's really good at it, and I eat it up every single time you post.
Thank you.
Just everything to do with the bettering yourself is hot mentality, sharing it. Tell us more about this mission and how you came into the mentality.
Yeah, so basically I feel like all throughout high school, I didn't really have any sort of hobbies. I mean, I did like cheer, and I mean, sometimes I go on walks, but nothing I did really fulfilled me that much, I feel. And then I got to college and I had just like a boatload of independence and freedom and free time. And I was like, okay, how am I going to spend this? Like, what am I going to do? So I kind of got into like going to the gym, going on walks, and found out very quickly that really empowered me, that fulfilled me, and that made me feel good. And I was like, okay, I love like the pursuit of bettering myself. Like it's so fun. I don't know, it's so fulfilling, obviously. So I kind of just got super into it like through college, having the time to do it. Just like finding activities that fulfilled me. I found out really quickly that healthy activities, moving my body, fueling my body, those fulfill me and make me feel good. And like bettering yourself and finding like a higher version of you, is very fulfilling, and it's like it's fun.
What would you say? Because I know a lot of girls that listen are in that similar age range, everywhere from like high school about to go to college to post grad. So somebody who's maybe making that same transition into college, or maybe they're in school or even post grad, but they haven't started that journey, or like you said, you went to college and you haven't really gone to the gym before, and that was something new that you found. What would you say to those people who are like, I want to kind of level up, but I just don't even know where that starting point would be?
So I would say implementing habits that are gonna be sustainable to make further changes like in the future. Like I was actually just talking about this because a lot of people are doing the 75 hard right now. And while like I think that that's great, I do think it's kind of unsustainable. If you don't work out, you don't really like have a diet. I think it's so sustainable for 75 days to be like, I need to do two workouts. I need to not drink. I need to like what, read 10 pages, drink a gallon of water. I think that's like you need to start with little changes that after you're comfortable with those will start changing into bigger changes. So I would say like at least once a day, moving your body in a way you enjoy. Something I always tell people is like any movement is valuable, is more valuable than no movement at all, because I feel like a lot of people
Absolutely.
are like, I need to go to the gym and I need to lift for 3 hours and I need to bench 4 million pounds, like because they see it on social media and they're like, I don't even know where to start, but I think I need to do that. No, do what works for you. If that's going to the gym for 20 minutes and walking the treadmill, that's great. That's better than nothing. And that's a really good stepping stone to then get comfortable to start going to weights and start going to the gym for like for an hour rather than 20 minutes. So you really have to start with little changes because those manifest into bigger changes. And when you go too big, too fast, you're just gonna burn out and that's not sustainable.
Absolutely. What was your progression kind of from where you started? Like, what were those first little habits? And do you think like you had a similar progression of like starting with little habits and then building it into something bigger, or has it been kind of sustained since the beginning?
I feel like it was definitely like little habits and then going into something bigger because, like, what I always talk about is I used to literally hate going to the gym. Like, I hated going to the gym. I never would want to go, but I made myself go every single time. And then it kind of manifests into you enjoying it because it starts to become sort of like a reward. So it's kind of an interesting path from like a task to a reward. But in order to get there, you really have to be consistent with it. So I would go to the gym for like 20 minutes and do like an ab workout and like walk around. I don't really have any sort of structure. And then I was like comfortable with that. So then I started seeing that girls were lifting, and I never knew like that girls could even lift. So I kind of like researched it a little bit. I stumbled upon Whitney Simmons and started doing some of her workouts, and I really liked it. So then I would do like leg workouts because I wanted to grow a big butt. And then I was like, oh, maybe I should start doing like arm workouts because I see people doing that too. Like I didn't even know that girls could do upper body workouts. I thought that was only for guys. So it's kind of like doing the little thing, making the little step, and then learning as you go on how to progress that or like level up. But I think I definitely started small and then leveled up as I went.
I think being in there are two points that I really like. One, from what you said in the beginning, being in high school or before you get to college, even if people are doing sports or have hobbies, it's never really on your own accord. And that is something that when I went from high school to college, I mean, I played sports in high school and was active, but never was I like, aware of it. You know what I mean? It was always, oh, the coach is doing this workout. Like, I just attend and somehow I do the things.
Yeah.
But when you get put into college or outside of that setting, when it's all on you, you have to find the motivation. You have to create the workout. You have to go do it and track your progress and know when to make changes to that routine. And it can be really daunting and you're hard to get into. You're the coach and the player. So yeah. But I think that amount of freedom is really important to making actual changes. And I think it's huge in setting those habits that can keep you going for literally ever. And we talk about this a lot with habits, that it is a forever thing. And that's so daunting. But once you start the healthy habits and it becomes part of who you are, there's no turning back. You don't want to ever stop those things. Yeah. And that freedom, while at first it can be like, I don't even know where to start, is what keeps you going.
Yeah.
For a really long time.
Yeah. And there's so much, like you said, like you, it was less even about going to the gym, but more about loving that process of bettering yourself. I think if everyone can tap into that in any way that makes sense for them, then that's really what the fuel is. It's not even the suddenly I love going to the gym and I used to hate it. It's no, I love this journey of bettering myself and feeling like I'm learning new things and I am showing up and doing better. And, oh, I see someone doing arm workouts. Well, I can do that too and have stronger arms. Or somebody journals every day. That's cool. Like, I should try it sometime. And then you see how that works for you and things like that. So I like your point about making it about that process of bettering yourself.
For sure. And what I feel like a lot of people don't realize, especially in college, is how much time and freedom you really have.
Yes.
And you need to take advantage of those 4 years to establish habits before you go out and you have a 9-to-5 job or you do whatever, you become an entrepreneur, whatever. Because, and I think it can get tricky, like you said, because all these habits are self-motivated. And it's probably for the first time your health and like bettering yourself is completely in your hands. Like working out isn't through a school sanctioned sport, your parents aren't cooking you food, no one's like shaking you to wake you up in the morning.
Yeah.
So it seems overwhelming at first, but it's definitely super liberating because you are fully responsible for the betterment of yourself. Mm-hmm. And like, that's very freeing and liberating. Like if you don't work out, that's on you. If you don't wake up, that's on you. And while that's like a lot of responsibility, it's also a lot of freedom.
Yeah, that's huge. I think you hear so often people saying like, oh, I can't eat well. I'm a college student. I don't have time to work out. I'm a college student. And I mean, it really is just a shift of mindset, because not to say that being a student isn't hard and time consuming. The three of us are all students. We understand that. We're all still in college, but it's a time where you have so much more free time and independent time than you will ever have in the rest of your life. And so it really becomes a thing about how am I managing this time? And for the majority of people, I just think we waste a little bit too much time. Like we're not as productive with our work and we're procrastinating and we're scrolling on our phones. And then we're not making time to cook good food or to take ourselves for a daily walk or to get good sleep. And so it becomes very liberating. I like that word that you said, when you decide, actually, no, being a student isn't an excuse. It's actually an advantage right now. And I can plan my time accordingly and use it. Because you really don't have that structure in your life if you're going kind of on a typical career route. You really don't have that again where you have all this free time.
Right. You can't just be like, oh, I have a break in between classes from noon to three. Like, that's time to go cook a good meal. That's time to go to the gym, time to go to a walk, go for a walk during the day, rather than if you were working a 9-to-5 or had, you know, all of the adult responsibilities that are kind of put on pause or frozen while you're in college.
Yeah.
It makes it a lot harder to fit in. And so building those habits in college, luckily the culture is changing, I think. And thanks to people like you who do share their college lifestyle, being healthy and making these habits a real priority, it is changing and it's becoming more normal and accepted and easier almost mentally to get into these habits during college than past phases of life. But what do you think are the most important habits to focus on, or top few, if someone wants to start building healthy habits right now in college? What would be your go-to suggestions?
I feel like moving your body in a way you enjoy. It doesn't have to be a certain way. You don't have to lift weights. You don't have to do Pilates. Do whatever makes you excited to work out, because when you actually like the thing you're doing, you're way more like likely to do it. So moving your body once a day in a way you enjoy. I always prioritize getting my steps in, getting my 10,000 steps, walk to class. Mm-hmm. I know that there's a big warm bus, but you know, put your podcast on, put your Girls with Goals on and walk to class. Reading self-improvement books. One of like, I feel like a really good gateway book is Atomic Habits.
Yeah.
One of my favorite books. It's a super easy read. And it's also very like, I read it. I'm like, oh my gosh, like it's a good read. And it's very easy to digest. Cause yeah. I feel like some books like can be kind of daunting. Like, oh, like the people yeah. that read them are like,
yeah, a little yeah. crazy. I agree. Power of Habits. Like it's immediately applicable and it's even motivating when you read it. Cause you're like, oh, yeah. This, I can do this.
I gotta go. I have things to do. Like I can't finish this book right now. I have a habit to build. Like
literally, I have to do my habit stack.
Yeah.
Waking up early for me, that's just a huge habit because it just like I feel like a lot of people aren't waking up early. So when you wake up early, you feel like you automatically have like 3 more hours than everyone else, and not a lot of people are awake. You have a lot of alone time. I feel like once people start waking up, getting on their phone, texting you, mm-hmm. Assignments start flying in. That's when you just feel like overwhelmed and jumble brained, and you're like you can't. Sometimes you feel like you can't do anything. So waking up early is definitely a priority for me. In terms of eating, I love like the 80-20 rule, like 80% healthy foods or like,
right. like yeah, yeah,
food,
yeah.
Whole foods, and then 20% fun foods. And then, you know, just going to the dining hall and stuff. If you go to the dining hall, making those choices, like taking a lap around and seeing the options they have, seeing what kind of things they offer before you go straight to like the pizza or like something that's not going to be as filling. Because I feel like every habit is really a choice. Like you choose to wake up early, you choose to read the 10 pages, you choose to not drink, you choose to work out. Everything's a choice. And once you get the groove of it and like realize it's actually kind of fun and enjoyable to like to feel healthy and like fuel your body and move your body, it's a lot easier to make those choices.
Yeah for sure. I'm curious what your experience has been in college, because I like, and Catherine was mentioning at the beginning, the culture of college doesn't always foster a super healthy lifestyle the way that people like to lean into it as like, I don't have time to eat healthy, like party every night kind of thing. What has your experience been in college with wanting to maintain healthy habits and that being a big value for you, versus like, do you see a lot of people around you living in the same way, or does it feel very different than the norm in your experience?
So something I always really try to prioritize is to not be so heavily impacted by my environment, because I feel like sometimes it's so easy to be like, oh, well, my friend who's my roommate isn't waking up, so I'm not going to wake up either. Mm. My friend is eating a bunch of cookies and pizza. Not that that's bad, but like, that's not the most filling things. I don't want to eat the chicken and the broccoli. Like, I want to do that. It's so much easier to justify behaviors that might not be as conducive to your health when other people are doing them.
Yeah.
It's just kind of taking a step back and doing what works best for you. And honestly, going against the norm, going against the grain, it's kind of fun. And then you get your friends in on it. And then I feel like everyone kind of realizes, like, no, like, this is fun. It's fun to feel healthy. It's fun to better yourself. It's fun to go on a walk on a Friday night or go to the gym or take a workout class instead of going out. It's fun to do those things. And then when you do those things, you find people and a community who are also doing those things, which will create new friendships. But I also, like, still my friends can do whatever they want. Like, if they want to go out and drink and do whatever, that's perfectly fine, because those are their choices.
It is fun too when you are the person that goes against the grain and you're known for, you know, having your thing that is different than the typical. With just using the example of working out, when someone does maybe want to try a workout class and they're not they don't work out a lot, or they haven't been to a lot of workout classes, they're gonna go to you and say, do you want to come with me? And then you get to go with them and have that experience, and like, you get to try something new in the process too. Or if someone, you know, wants tips on recipes or healthy eating, healthy grocery shopping, you can go grocery shopping together. And I think it opens you trailblazing something within a group that maybe doesn't live the same ways as you're living makes it really a lot more comfortable for other people to start picking up those habits or like being more interested in it or whatever it may be. But by you doing that, rather than just saying, I'm going to minimize myself and my interests to, you know, fit the group, when maybe 9 things out of 10, you guys all align on, have that one thing that is just yours and is different than everyone else, that's going to open up conversations. It's going to open up different activities, different experiences. And I think that is really, really important, especially in college when people are kind of coming from high school where, you know, it's harder to do that. And so breaking out of that thought pattern is really huge.
I like it's what you fun. Said that your environment, like it's easier to make excuses for certain behaviors or to validate them when other people are doing them too, because it's just like, oh, everyone else is doing that. But when you bring it back to yourself and like you said, take a step back, it is your choice at the end of the day. And it's still your choice regardless of what the people around you are doing. And that feels empowering. And I think it's a huge confidence builder when you do that. One of my favorite episodes that we've done is called Living Differently Than the People Around You. And we know firsthand, our listeners know firsthand, that sometimes it gets really difficult to stay in environments and stay around people that don't share the same values, maybe about bettering themselves or, you know, taking care of their health and their mental health. What has been your experience in college of finding the right group of people or knowing when an environment is no longer for you?
Like I mentioned, again, I kind of think it's fun to go against the status quo because it has like introduced me to different activities to do with my friends that maybe they wouldn't normally do. And they've introduced me to things that I normally wouldn't do. So like kind of getting each other out of our comfort zones, I think is really important and not being like, I don't want to be around these people because they don't do the exact same things as me. Like, don't write someone off just because they're not exactly like you or like you don't, maybe your lifestyles or like the way you live don't necessarily align, because at the end of the day, like just like the fact that you're not doing the same things as me, that doesn't mean that we can't be friends. And again, it's going to give us an opportunity to make each other go out of our comfort zones, because yes, maybe I'm working out and going to the gym, but like my friends that like maybe aren't doing the same things as me are bringing me to things that I wouldn't normally do. You know, everyone's different and don't write someone off just because they're not doing the same things as you. And in terms of like the environment, like I was saying, don't be so heavily impacted by your environment. You, at the end of the day, you have the ability to do whatever you want. If your roommate wakes up at 10 a.m. and you want to wake up at 5 a.m., you can wake up at 5 a.m. And using their behavior as a justification is just honestly an excuse. So don't be so heavily impacted by other people. Like, you can still have a healthy lifestyle even if other people aren't around you. Yes, would it make it easier if everyone was going to the gym? Like,
Waking up
at the same time as me, eating the same things as me. Yeah, it would, but that's not how the world works. Yeah. So
that makes it less interesting.
Yeah.
For everyone.
Stay grounded in what makes you happy and fulfills you, and don't write people off just because other things fulfill them.
Yeah.
I like that advice a lot, because I think a lot of the time we go straight to, if an environment doesn't feel like it's aligned with you, like, leave that environment, find something new. But I really like your advice of, well, it doesn't necessarily mean that you have to leave that environment. It kind of means don't let the environment affect you as much, because at the end of the day, your choices are still your choices. You can still find valuable things about that environment, even if it's not absolutely perfect, you know?
I agree. And I think I see a lot of conversations on like social media of like, if you want to become like level up and become a healthier person, you have to like cut everyone off and like cut everything off that like doesn't align with you. Like, no, like that's not really healthy. And I've gone through that like kind of isolation of like, I'm gonna like wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm gonna go to the gym and I'm not gonna talk to anyone. I'm just gonna do stuff that is in the betterment of me. And like, that like, it's not a happy existence. Yeah. Like, and also, what are you going to do when you get out from that? Like, oh, I didn't talk to you for a month or 2 months because I was bettering myself. Like, that's not how the world works. Like, you can't do that. Like, you need to make like you need to find the ways that you can still implement like social aspects and like other people into the pursuit of bettering yourself. Like,
yeah.
That, because it's not realistic of like, yeah. I'm just gonna shut everyone off and like enter my demon era. Like, yeah. No.
I can still see the Instagram reel now. It's like darkened, contrasted.
Yes. Like, I'm about to enter my like demon arc. I'm like, why does everything have to be like
the. No, like you're going to the gym. It's 5 p.m. on a Wednesday.
You're going to the gym in the morning. Why is that you entering your demon arc? Like, I just don't get it. Like, you can still like be social and have friends and just do the things that make you happy. Like, you don't have to isolate yourself because of it.
Yeah. Right. Because I think a big question with self-growth is like, if you are taking on that, like, if I'm doing this, I'm ignoring everything else. I'm like, I'm only focusing on myself. It's like, well, then that's going to lead you to feel like it's self-growth or nothing and not like it's something like that you're just naturally growing as you evolve through life, because it's not necessarily about I'm going to grow and then when I feel like I'm satisfied, I'm just going to stop. And then that's the person that I am. That's not how, like, you know, like it, you're always doing these things. It has to be just a part of your life.
There, we have an episode that from a couple years ago, I think, and it was a result of me literally having a mental breakdown because we were sitting down to record and we were talking about what we were going to talk about that week. And I just had zero interest in talking about anything to do with like self-development, self-growth, because I felt like everything has to go back to this like demon mode. Like you have to put in the work, you have to be always changing. And like, no, so it just exists. Have to you do these things and implement these habits so that you can exist as yourself. Like those things, those healthy habits, those interests, whatever it may be, are a part of you. And then you take that and show it to other people. You need those other people. You need that environment to put it to use.
You need socialization. And that's why, like, yes, I'm in college and I feel like I kind of do things that are against the college norm, but I still make it a point to obviously like hang out with my friends. I'll go out sober because that's a lot of socialization. I'll go to the sports games. Like I go to the library with my friends. Like there are tons of other things to do than like just cutting yourself off because people aren't doing the same things as you are. Like there's a lot of bridges between like the healthy and like maybe the, I don't want to say unhealthy, like
less focused on health. I don't know.
Yeah, like maybe like.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change And their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy to understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
Yeah, there's tons of bridges between like people who are really, really focused on their health and maybe people that's not their biggest priority. Like, you can still hang out. Like, I don't know what happened to social media, especially that everyone's like, well, if you don't prioritize your health, we can't be friends. And if I'm in an environment where people aren't prioritizing their health, I'm not subjecting myself to that environment. Yeah. And I have to cut myself off and I can't talk to any of you. Yeah. Like, no, like, just make your own choices. Do what fulfills you. You can still be in that environment. Is it going to be harder? Sure. But that's life.
Right. That's perfect because, health might be one value for you. And maybe that's a value that somebody else doesn't have. But that's only one of your values. And I would hope that you have a lot of other values and interests in your life. And then those all give you room to connect with other people, too. It's not one difference make or break.
Exactly. One of my favorite friendships is, I always say I love people with that we have the same values, but it manifests differently. And like people that on paper you would not expect, you know, to be best friends with, or people maybe wouldn't expect you two to be best friends. But like it works so well because you have the same values. Makes the best friendships because you both bring very different like perspectives and things to say to the table. And I was hanging out with my friend once and she was like, oh, I'm going to go to the gym after this. Like I have to go to the gym before it closes. And I was like, oh, sick. Like, what are you working out? Girl does not go to the gym. So I'm all for it. I'm super excited. She goes, I'm just going to tan. And I'm like, this is incredible. Like we just went for a walk. We walked our dogs, like filled each other in on all of the tea. And I'm sitting there like, I'm eating it all up. She's eating it all up. And then we go do our different things.
Yeah.
And it works so well. And it just, it's the best. And you get such a different perspective. Yeah. You get a different energy. You get just like the differences in, you can't cut people off because they don't live exactly like you. One, that's so boring. Like you said, when you isolate yourself, it makes life boring. Like you need these things to give plot points to your life. It makes it interesting. It makes it something that you can apply these things to. You go show yourself off. Like you put in the work by yourself, like go show it off out in public. You need the public.
Yeah.
I agree. And I feel like society puts people like who like prioritize their health, like, and wake up early and work out a million times a day, like on this huge pedestal. And we forget that, like, first of all, everyone has flaws. Second of all, maybe people who don't do those things still hold these incredible values. And I always say it, like, because sometimes my friends will be like, oh, I wish I could wake up. I wish I could wake up that early. And I wish I could go to the gym, like, as much as you or whatever. And I'm like, oh, well, here are five things that you do that I wish I could do. Like, you hold so many important values that, like, I can't do. Like, maybe I am strong in some aspects of my life, but you're strong in these aspects. Yeah. And we can like help each other and talk to like, you know,
to better each other. I love that because I'll have some friends and if they complain and they're like, oh, like I haven't been as active as I want to recently, or like, oh, I haven't been to the gym in so long, I have to go. And I'm like, you're literally like pre-med, or you're literally going to be a surgeon, or you're literally, I'm like, I can't do the things that you're doing.
Or I always use art as an example too, because I feel like that's considered the opposite of like, hobby wise, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
People who are really good at art and they draw, like if I spend hours like working out, cooking, whatever it may be, like other people are spending hours on their hobbies. Maybe you skateboard, maybe you like ski, maybe you
draw. I cannot draw for shit. Maybe you're you sing, like maybe you play an instrument, like play guitar. Yeah. I can't do that stuff. That's your thing. Everyone has their things, their interests, things that take up their time and their thoughts, whatever it may be. Uh-huh. And those are all equally valuable.
Exactly. And you can't do it all. Like if you're super like into a hobby, like art, music, whatever, I don't expect you to like be waking up super early and like going on a million walks and going to the gym for like 45 hours. Like I literally, and I'm sure you guys do too, you just, it's your hobby. You enjoy it. And I have other hobbies. And guess what? This is my hobby. And I can't do, I don't have any other hobby. Right, yeah. I don't do anything musical. I don't do anything art. Like this is my hobby.
Yeah. It's physical. That's how I explain fitness as well as also content creation, which you probably have a similar experience in when people are like, how do you keep up with that with school? And I'm like, yeah, I'm busy and yeah, it can be hard, but I'm not in a club. I'm not in a sorority. I don't do a sport. I'm like, you're filling your time with something like that as well. That's a commitment, but in a different way. Yeah. I don't have those commitments. This is my commitment, you know?
Okay. So let's talk about sobriety, especially while in college, damp lifestyles, dry lifestyles. Yeah. They're becoming way more accepted, way more popular, which is so,
yeah,
so awesome. Good. Like it's just great that you don't get as much pushback as you did even a couple years ago for literally choosing not to drink. Maybe it's like for one night, maybe it's for a week, maybe it's forever, whatever it is. But being sober sometimes feels like you are going against the grain. Again, like you said, as someone, me, who's damp, like that's a word, that's like a sobriety word, damp, dry,
like in between.
I don't drink super often. I don't drink a ton that often. But sometimes it can be taxing to spend time with friends whose entire social life revolves around drinking. And that's where I feel like the maybe change your environment sinks in, is if it just doesn't align at all, or no one wants to do an activity anymore. Because there are people who are like, oh, sorry, I don't like, let's all they want to do is go out. But there are so many people, and the majority of people are so for it, so in support of anyone who doesn't want to drink, who wants to go out not drinking. What is your relationship with going out sober in college and navigating that experience and finding the people who do support it?
Yeah. So like, honestly, I started off, so I'm a junior now. I started off going to college, like kind of like indifferent about like going out culture. I kind of engaged in it. And then one night, freshman year, I just got a little too crazy. And I woke up the next morning and I was like, this is not worth it to me. Mm-hmm. Like, this isn't fun. I had anxiety for literally days. It was kind of my last straw. Like I was like, I'm not doing this anymore. So I kind of like quietly went like sober, or sober curiosity. And then I started posting it on social media, and that's when people kind of figured it out. And honestly, I've only had like positivity come from it. People being like, that's so awesome, that's so cool. A lot of questions I get like on my videos, I talk about kind of being sober in college, is like, I'm scared my friends won't include me or won't like me if I don't want to drink. And if people don't like you because you're not engaging in a certain activity that you feel doesn't fulfill you, like those honestly are people you should not be surrounding yourself with. Like that's the one thing that I'm like, that's the kind of environment you don't want to be in, because that's not people that really care about uplifting you, and they kind of want you to drink selfishly so like everyone can be whatever engaging in habits maybe they don't think are really good, and they want to justify them more. Don't surround yourself with people that like care if you drink or not. And I'm so fortunate that I have friends that do not care what I do, because why, like me drinking doesn't impact them. They just care that I'm there and that like we're spending time together. And if your friends like to go out on Friday nights and you don't want to go out, go to dinner with them beforehand and then like have a quiet night in by yourself, or go get coffee the next day and they can tell you like the silly stories.
Yeah.
You can't really dictate what your friends do. Maybe you have to stay in some nights alone, but find other pockets of time throughout the weekend that you can hang out. It doesn't always have to be like Friday and Saturday nights. Watch a movie on a Friday or Saturday night. And also like, maybe go places that are not the bar, like go to the gym and see who you see there. Oh, you're not going out? Go like connect with those people.
Yeah.
And that's like also something I always think about in terms of relationships, because I feel like a lot of times people are like, oh, like, I need to go out. Like, what if I might meet my future husband? If you don't like going right. out, you don't like drinking, why would you meet?
That's your, not where you're going to meet him.
Or like your future husband when you're out. Like, no, like go to the places where someone you would be really compatible with would be. Like, maybe that's a gym. Maybe that's the movies, like stuff like that. And if you do go out sober, which I do a bunch, just always have it, like, have something in your hand. And if someone comes up to you, oh, like, do you want to try? Like, why aren't you drinking? I just don't like to, like,
or it's like, after- no, I'm good. No yeah. one, no one's yeah, ever no, I'm good. Turns you down for no, yeah. I'm good.
Exactly. No, I'm good.
I think that's super important. I remember even like in high school or freshman year of college, even like, I just really wasn't that interested in drinking at all. And when people started drinking in high school and I would go and I just wouldn't really want to, I feel like there was so much pushback because people are, like you said, kind of trying to justify their behaviors that they're questioning by bringing other people in. And not even to say that that's bad. Like, I do drink sometimes, but at a time where I just wasn't interested at all, I was like, why are people questioning this so much? Exactly. And not just letting people make their own decisions. And I remember even like in those moments, then I would stop getting invited to social things. And I'm like, why? And they're like, well, we just know you won't drink anyways. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not saying anything about, like, I'm still respecting your decision. So I also like what you said about, like, I don't dictate what my friends do. And that doesn't really affect me, is I think that if you can respect other people for their choices, they can respect you and you guys can find that mutually. It really doesn't have to be such a charged thing.
100%. Like, something I always think about is, like, I'm not at the bar, like, asking everyone why they're drinking, like, because I don't care. Yeah. So I hope no one comes up to me and asks why I'm not drinking. Like, it's a mutual respect kind of thing. I don't care what you're ingesting because it doesn't impact me. Well, I mean, unless you're doing something dangerous. but like, I don't care what you're doing. You don't care what I'm doing. It doesn't really impact us, especially I feel the people that ask the most, like, oh, like, are you drinking tonight? Are the people that are like not my friends. Like, the if I literally didn't matter if I was stone cold sober or like blackout drunk, it wouldn't impact me them, like, because we're not friends.
Yeah.
But they're the always the people that ask. I'm like, why does it matter to you? So just like, be confident in your decisions. Like, don't let anyone sway you. Mm-hmm. And know that, like, if people are your actual friends, they don't care if you're, like, you know, saying something.
Yeah, it's a good test. You should not have to justify anything to people who are actually your friends.
Right, whether it be alcohol or literally any other decision in your life. Yeah. I think that's a good thought process with that.
Rule of thumb.
Good rule of thumb.
Also, when you do get more confident in your decision on just yourself in general, it's so much easier to be like, oh no, I'm good, or to go out and have the time of your life and not feel like you have to drink just because that's what's going on around you, or do the same thing.
It's like, if everyone around you is drunk, by some sort of like law, you're kind of drunk too.
It's the vibes.
Like, anything you say, like, maybe you are drunk, maybe you're not drunk, like, who knows? Like, you know, like, literally, who knows? So, by transitive property, you are also drunk.
By transitive property, and then you remember it, and you wake up fine the next morning.
Yes.
And then you get to retell the stories.
Yes.
You also, if you're at a bar, no bartenders ever, if you ask for water or literally just sparkling water, no bartender is ever gonna not be like, sick, go off, like, coming right up.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah. I get, sometimes I'll like ask for a Diet Coke and I get it for free.
Wow, that's so nice. Because they don't have it in them to charge $3 for Diet Coke when they're like,
literally,
it comes in the soda gun.
Yeah,
like, this was 4 cents.
Literally.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
All right, so you were hot before. No arguments there. And you're hot now. But recently you have made some really amazing physical changes that show just how committed you are to doing the things you say you're going to do, putting the time and effort in, into the gym, into your hobbies. So talk to us a little bit about what made you want to change your body composition, want to go all in, take your physical appearance to like the next level and the gym to the next level. How'd you do it? How are you feeling now? Give us a scoop.
Yeah. So obviously like fitness is a huge realm of my identity and my life. And I'm Julie LaFitte. Like I go to the gym all the time. Like I thought I was eating really healthy. And one day I remember I was at the gym. I was doing like an upper body workout and I looked in the mirror and I was like, I'm just like not that satisfied. Mm-hmm. And it's incredibly discouraging to go to the gym time and time again, go to the gym every single day, eat what you think is healthy. And I was like going on runs and stuff and then not feel confident in your body. Like, obviously like I go to the gym because it's a great way for like me mentally. Like I look forward to going to the gym every single day, but it's also like, I want to reap benefits physically. Yeah.
It's still so much about self-confidence mentally. And
exactly. Physically. Exactly. So I kind of was like, okay, what am I doing that I could change? Because I feel like you are kind of like on this, like this groove, and then you have to make changes like eventually. And I feel like I was just doing the same things for like literally months and I wasn't seeing any sort of improvement. So I was like, okay, what can I do to level up? So I kind of tapped into what I was eating. I talk about this a bunch on my like social media, but every time I would eat like what I thought was healthy, I just feel like gross and bloated and just like inflamed. So I took a food inflammation test and it came back that I was dairy and gluten like inflamed me. Yeah. So I was like, for 8 weeks I'm gonna cut this out. I'm gonna see how it goes. And honestly, like nowadays that is super easy to do considering just how many gluten-free, dairy-free options there are. Like but something I do want to emphasize is like, just because it worked for me doesn't mean it's going to work for everyone. Like everyone is different. So I did that. And then I honestly took more rest days. When I started implementing more rest days into my like workout routine, I feel like I saw a lot of benefits because a lot of people forget you grow in your rest, you grow in your sleep. And people are like, oh, I have to go all in and I have to work out for like 40 hours a day and I have to go on like a million runs and I'm going to look so good. And then you just like, there is a thing as like doing too much in fitness, especially. So like kind of taking a step back, letting myself rest more, focusing on my sleep, focusing on my recovery, that really helped. And also just like making one change is going to make you feel comfortable to like make bigger changes. And I feel like that's kind of the theme I have on my page. Like, no, I don't think that everyone forever is going to do their little shy girl workouts in the corner and Just use a pair of dumbbells and do a 4-day split. No, but that's going to make you comfortable in the environment to then go venture to do different things. So, just like making little changes that are going to make you comfortable to make bigger changes. Like if you would have asked me 2 years ago, like go gluten and dairy free and go to the gym 5 times a week and, get over 10,000 steps and all this stuff, I would have said no. But it's just a progression of my fitness journey that I'm comfortable enough to do those changes and like try it out. And I feel like people like are so comfortable in their fitness routine that they're scared to like try new things. Mm-hmm. But sometimes you just got to take the leap and take the risk. And like, this is a fitness journey. It's not like it's a marathon, not a race. Is that the right?
Marathon, not a sprint.
Oh yeah, marathon.
Yes. Same thing.
It's a marathon, not a sprint. You don't have to go like all in. It's kind of a progression of like what you're comfortable with changing and like tweaking things here and there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, just like finding what works for you.
My favorite thing to ask guests to talk about with guests is your ideal day. And I am so excited to hear your ideal day because when I think about my personal ideal day, like it is time stamped, it's planned, it's full. Like I know it in my mind. Yeah. And I have a feeling that you're going to be the same way too.
I'm going to be very intricate with this.
Yes. No, please do. Give us all the details. I want to know what like an ideal typical day in your life looks like for you. Everything goes right. Everything goes
like to plan. At school or at home?
Maybe at school.
At school. Like when you're in your routine.
Yeah. At home, it's a little different. But so at school, my ideal day is definitely a Saturday. So I would wake up on a Saturday. I feel like I would wake up at like 6. Mm-hmm. I usually wake up like 4:45 during the week, but it's a Saturday and we didn't go out the night before.
Right.
We do because I like to stay in Friday. So it's a Saturday. I wake up. I'm feeling refreshed. I'm turning off my Hatch alarm clock, mm-hmm. which I recommend everyone get because it's a sunrise alarm clock. And it's amazing. So then I wake up. So at 6, and then by 6:05, I'm making my bed. I'm doing my daily devotionals. I'm finding a nice Bible verse to fuel my day and kind of set intention for the day. Then I am going and I'm making my peanut butter rice cakes bloobs with cinnamon on top as a pre-workout snack. And then I am going to the gym. And usually on Saturdays, I will do a pull day, which is perfect because pull days are my favorite days. So I'm driving on the gym and I like to listen to Taylor Swift on the way to the gym because who doesn't?
Right.
I'm getting pumped up for my workout, drinking my Rise energy drink in the sour punch flavor with a straw, and getting hyped up. And then I'm going, getting in the gym, doing my pull day, leaving. I forgot that I'm not even timestamping this. I'd probably leave by like 8:30 because I like to dilly dally around the gym, honestly. It takes me a while.
I waste too much time, but it's fun.
I love leaving and I'm like, oh my God, I've been here for hours.
I'm like, oh, I have so many things to do. And I was just like, I'm going to like a trance when I'm at the gym. Like, sometimes I have to set a timer because I'm like, okay, it's literally been like 2 hours. I need to leave. So I'm leaving the gym. And if this is an ideal day, this is a fall day, obviously, mm-hmm. because I'm from New England. Like, I love fall. I eat, sleep, breathe fall. So I'm going to get a coffee. I'm going to get a medium iced almond milk latte, obviously.
Nice.
And then I'm going to Horse Barn Hill, which is a little like hill
walking. Is this the white picket fence?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Love it.
At UConn. And I'm going to see all the horses waking up. Aww. And it's like the most peaceful vibe. I'm listening to Phoebe Bridgers, which like a little sad, but I like to listen. She's my favorite.
I love sad music sometimes.
Oh, it's like so bad. Me and my friend.
It makes
like,
you happy. Honestly,
it's emotional. It makes you feel like you're feeling something.
Literally, my friend was like, oh, my New Year's resolution is to like not listen to sad music. I was like, that would like be very sad for me though. Because I wouldn't listen to music I like. I like calm music. Yeah. I'm vibing. I'm getting my steps. And then I'm going home and I'm showering and then I'm getting ready because it's a UConn Darty Day.
Okay.
And I'm so excited. And I'm gonna go over to my best friend Liv's house and we're gonna have fun. And she like always pours me a little poppy in a disco ball cup.
Sweet.
So special. So I'm gonna drink my poppy. Then we're gonna go to the Yukon Darty, which Yukon has really good darties. We're not really a football school, we're a basketball school, but
Okay.
we still like to have fun at the Darty. I'm mingling, I'm having fun, I'm dancing. Something about me that I really don't talk about is I am the queen of the elevated surface. I
Okay.
like
On the
that
dance
is
floor.
mine. Yeah,
Right.
because that's the only way I keep myself entertained is like dancing, like actually crazy. And I mean, some people are like, oh my God, are you on the dance team? I'm like, no.
No. But you did say you
You?
used to cheer, so I'm
Yeah.
sure you have it. I'm
I
sure you
have
have
some
it.
moves. So by this time we're leaving the Darty, it's probably 3 o'clock. There was a lot of time in between there, but it's 3 o'clock now. And now we're going to Chick-fil-A because Chick-fil-A is my favorite spot
Grilled
ever.
chicken
Like
nuggets.
grilled chicken nuggets, always like my favorite food. We're hiking to Chick-fil-A
I
because it's
actually have never had it, and it's always been
so
on my list. I'm like, next time
good.
somebody
I've never
wants
had
it,
Chick-fil-A.
I just I we didn't really grow up doing like fast food, and I don't think there's a Chick-fil-A near me, and so I almost feel
They
like I
made
would
one,
like
they
go
put one
out
in
of my way
Boston.
for it.
They put one
But
in
we were on
Boston.
a road trip with friends the other day, and they were like, Chick-fil-A, and I was like, yes,
Yes.
this is my
Yes.
opportunity,
Oh,
let's stop. And then it was closed or something, and I missed it,
because was it Sunday?
something like that.
Literally, it's funny because like every time me and my friends want to go to Chick-fil-A, it's always Sunday. I'm
They're
like,
closed
great.
all every Sunday.
Yep.
Oh,
And it's
but this
like,
is a Saturday, so
this is a Saturday, so we're
Okay.
in the green zone. Then we go to Chick-fil-A and I'm laughing with my friends and we're laughing because I love to laugh with my friends and make jokes, obviously. Who doesn't?
Yes.
And we're gonna go home and maybe I'll like take another walk because it's fall and it's pretty and like
This is
sometimes.
also really important because all of your friends are taking a nap.
Yes. So I have to find something to like fill the time. And
Right.
something I like to do, it's so funny. I like to like sometimes like the bars are on campus kind of, like you can walk past them. So sometimes I'll like put on a hat and like my headphones and like walk past. I never see anything. I just like it's just funny because I'm like this is like whatever.
Who's here? Who's here?
I look like Joe from You.
Yeah, I was just gonna say that. It's
Like
giving you.
literally. So I like to walk past a bar sometimes, take walks, and something I love about being at school is that there's obviously like lights everywhere. Because like at home I can't take a walk at 5 o'clock because it's
Right.
dark out. But I'll take a walk and then I'll go home, get into comfy PJs. And honestly, like something weird that I like to watch that like on like Fridays and Saturday night, I like to watch those like body cam videos of like the cops. Have you guys
Okay.
seen
Oh, when
those
they come up on TikTok, I do
on
sit through the entire
yes on
thing.
like YouTube? I don't know why those are
Oh my
my
God, that's so
favorite thing.
niche.
It's
No,
so
but
random.
you get sucked into them. You know, you
I
want to know how it
know.
ends. You
I
do.
know. Like I'm not a big like not huge show watcher, not a big like movie watcher. I really love watching YouTube, but like the
Okay.
most random stuff. So like honestly, for the rest of the night, I'm probably doing that and then going to bed.
Very
And
nice.
I had a perfect day, except I forgot I didn't get lunch, but I had ground turkey and cauliflower rice and
Okay.
broccoli somewhere in there.
Okay.
But yeah, just like an active, social, fun day that like
Yeah.
ends with
Has it has
relaxing.
everything. It has everything you need.
Yes, friends, fitness,
Downtime. I love
Chick-fil-A.
how
Yeah.
balanced the day was, and I also love that you included dancing and laughing and smiling as details
Part of
of
my,
your
yeah.
day.
That's
That's
huge. That's
very
huge.
nice. Very important parts of your day. And also we would get froyo. I forgot that. I love froyo.
Oh my God. We were
We
visiting a
don't do
friend.
that enough.
No,
I
we were
just I
visiting
don't even
a
know
friend
what
a couple
froyo
months
places I can
ago
go to in
in
Boston.
London. I don't know if
Not enough
Boston has any, but my friend ordered it when we were visiting her, and it was the best thing I've ever tasted. And like, I hadn't had it in months
froyo
or at
places.
least
Literally, I saw
years,
this
I think.
tweet. I saw this tweet. It was like, I know that like there are way too many frozen yogurt shops in 2013, but did we have to close all of them?
Yes.
Yeah. Do we
But
have to
they're
close all of
all
them?
gone. Literally, I was like, why is the closest froyo 30
Right.
minutes?
I need the
Thank
like the tart.
you.
It needs to be sour, it needs to be sweet, it needs to be cold, it needs to be
Are
creamy.
you guys like a chocolatey froyo or fruity? I'm fruity.
I would probably go more probably fruity for Froyo.
Like original Froyo. Yeah, I think honestly, strawberries.
Yep.
Yeah, that's
like fruity.
That sounds really good.
I'm a chocolatey ice cream person. Like if I'm gonna like do ice cream, I'm gonna do like the peanut butter cups and fudge and all of that. But for Froyo, I feel like a fruity vibe is the way to go.
I know. And my friends always get like peanut butter, like cups and like M&Ms. I'm like, no. Why aren't you getting pebbles?
Oh, now can we go find some?
Yeah, we should.
That sounds really good.
Well, Julie, thank you so much for coming on Girls with Goals. We're so grateful to have had you on the show and get to chat with you and share it with all of our listeners. I hope that everyone listening also feels motivated to get on the bettering yourself is hot wave now. So where can all of our listeners go and find you after the show?
My Instagram is at JulieLawFit, JulieLaw Fit, FIT. And that's for TikTok and Instagram. Mm-hmm. And that's all. Those are all my handles, I believe. Just TikTok and Instagram. But
perfect.
Yeah.
And we'll link it in the show notes below. So you guys can just click on over, check it out. If you're coming from watching Julie's TikToks or following her on Instagram, thank you so much for hanging out with us. I hope you enjoyed this little glimpse into her life and her experience, and stick around for some more Girls with Goals episodes. Again, so glad we got to do this. This has been a long time coming and I've been so excited about it. Thank you.
Of course. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to listen.
It's time for another season of The Palmetto Porch, an original podcast from Discover South Carolina. I'm Devin Whitmire. Join me as I get to the heart of what makes South Carolina such a great place to visit by speaking to the locals who make it so special. Premiering December 5th, find The Palmetto Porch wherever you get your podcasts. And for more information about our show, visit scpalmettoporch.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.